Thank you. And seeing no questions, we'll move on to Barbara Hitchcock.
Good afternoon. If I could first, if hope it's all right, if I could say one thing that isn't in my prepared thing. Someone from over here asked a question a minute ago, and we weren't sure, no one was sure of the answer, but I would say, in response to your question, at a meeting at the library on Monhegan, Jake Ward told us it would take 5 years to prove the project and 15 years to pay for the project. My name is Barbara Hitchcock. I've lived on Monhegan for nearly 50 years. I'm fortunate to have been able to raise my children on Monhegan and now welcome my grandchildren to visit on the island. While I'm very much in favor of alternative energy, including both wind and solar, I am not in favor of the location of the main Aquaventus experiment, 2.5 miles off of Monhegan. You have heard today that Monhegan has been designated a national natural landmark by the National Natural Landmarks Program, which recognizes and encourages the conservation of sites that contain outstanding biological and geological resources. Sites are designated by the Secretary of the Interior for their condition, illustrative character, rarity, diversity, and value to science and education. In addition to this landmark designation, Monhegan is also widely known as the first stopover for birds on the North Atlantic Flyway. And Monhegan has one of the only lobster conservation zones in the country. Monhegan and its environment may not be able to absorb unforeseen consequences for this experiment. No one can quantify exactly what it is we are being asked to give up. Without visitors to our beautiful, unique island, we could not financially survive. Even a 10 to 20% reduction in visitors to the island would have meaningful impact given our short season and the very small size of our businesses. It is sad to see how this big project and the big money that comes along with it have deeply fractured and exhausted our small community. People come to Monhegan from all over the world to see the birds and the plants and paint in this artist colony started generations ago and to stand atop the cliffs 150 feet above the water and be able to see forever. Please help us protect Monhegan now and for the future by supporting this bill. And please remember, if this wind experiment can happen right off Monhegan with our pristine environment and unimpeded ocean views, it can happen anywhere. Surely we should protect our national natural landmarks. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. And seeing no questions, we'll go on to Hallie McDougall.